This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So good to have you with us today. How we pray that the Spirit of God would bless your heart as we look into the pages of God's blessed Holy Word. How wonderful it is that we have an infallible book to trust in. Not our words, but the precious, precious Word of God. We're in the book of Romans, chapter number 4, verse 17. So if you have your Bible, turn there with us that you might follow as we go verse by verse through this wonderful book of the doctrine on salvation. How this book of Romans deals mainly with the matter of justification by faith and the salvation of souls of both Jew and Gentile. Now we have an offer for you this week. We have two different things that we'd like to offer to our listening audience. The first one is the book that we have been offering, How to Rear Children. Now, this has 192 pages, and for either one of these offers that we have, if you'd send a love offering of whatever the Lord lays on your heart, it costs much to stay on the radio, and we're doing this by faith, and we like to get good literature into the hands of our listening audience. But it has 192 pages, written by Dr. Jack Hiles, and we've had many write in for this. We only have one copy left. You say, that's not much, but we'd like to get this one copy out to you. And then, if someone writes in for that, and we'd like for you to ask for both one or the other, because we only have the one of those, but we'll have many of this other book, which is Tortured for His Faith. Now, the last time for How to Rear Children, had many write in. We thank God for those that we were able to send out to them. Now, this book is 140 pages. It's a paperback book. And let me read to you some of the different chapters. Kidnapped from My Home, The Endless Nights Begin, Welcome to the White House, Prisoner Pow Pow, The Hardcore Atheist Finds Christ, and then just on and on about Bulgaria Becomes Little Russia, and it's all about the different problems that took place in this man as he was tortured for his faith for 13 years. Let me say that this is not so much a gory book or a gruesome book, but it's a story of a man who and what he went through for Christ and how he came out and now is in America. And thankful to God that he is in the free world, getting Bibles and literature publications back into his captive people over there in Bulgaria. We'd like for you to write into for this book, and we'd be glad to send it to you for a love offering toward the Bible Hour broadcast. Just ask for either How to Rear Children, that's the last copy, or else we have many of these, Tortured for His Faith. Tortured for His Faith by Harlan Pawpaw. We hope you'll send in for this immediately. Sit down, write us a letter. We'll get this out to you just as soon as we can. Now, many have wondered about our little girl, Patty. We mentioned her on the radio. Last time when I broadcast, I forgot to mention her. I was so busy and so mindful of the broadcast and really we just gotten our girl. She was just down there in Children's Hospital in Buffalo, and she's better now. She still has some complications. We're praying that as we take her back to the doctor in the next few days, that God will take care and show us what to be done in the future. But she's doing very well, eating and well, and we thank God for that. But we're not sure what the ultimate results will be. And so you pray for our little girl, Patty Ann, as we praise God that she is at least well and home with us at this present time. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that have written in and said, dear God, that they called others to pray for our little girl, their concern for her welfare upon the brain surgery that she underwent. And Father, we thank you for your healing hand and using doctors to do great things for the glory and praise of the Savior. We thank you that she's well and home with us. We pray you'd continue to heal her little body, and dear God, that you'd take care and make her a blessing to us. And Father, make us a blessing to others, we pray. Now save precious souls. May the word go out with power. May many write in for these pieces of literature how it blessed our soul as we read about this man's faith over in Bulgaria and how he loved the Lord more than the things of this world and more than compromise. And so, Father, we pray that you would just bless the broadcast. Provide the needs. You know, dear God, there's so much expense involved, and especially at this time, it just seems like there's more because of the newness of our broadcast. And so, Father, we ask that you'd speak to the hearts of your children. May they write in and help in every way they can. And, Father, we'll praise thee and thank thee for what thou dost do. Save some soul today. and edify Christians. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter number 4, verse 17. The verse says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be." Now, what is this talking about? It's speaking about our father Abraham. He is our father by faith. He is the father of the faithful. And so Abraham, it says here, as it is written, we always need to realize when that's spoken in the New Testament, it's speaking about a quotation and referring back to the Old Testament. Over and over again, the Apostle Paul and all the other writers in the New Testament that we know of, just about everyone says, as it is written. Jesus himself, over and over again, said, as it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then over and over again, the three different times he was tempted in the wilderness after his baptism and driven into the wilderness, Jesus defended himself by the use of the word of God. Not by our intellect, although he had all intellect, but by the power of the word of God. That shows us today that our defense and our all in all, our sufficiency is of the word of God. It is not of self, not of he that runneth, but of him that willeth, it says in the scripture. Now, it says here, a father of many nations. He's talking about how Abraham was taken out of nothingness, out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and how God, in a great and a marvelous way, just blessed Abraham because he believed God. He had faith in God. You say, well, where is that recorded? Well, it's recorded in the Old Testament, but let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 8. Turn there with us, if you will. Hebrews 11, verse 8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out of into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went." How this is so true today of men of God. It's not just plain figuring things out, making sure we have a job somewhere, making sure everything's set for us, especially if we're doing the will of God. But if God says go, we are simply to pick up, say, "Lord, when?" And then we're to go in his timing to the place of his choice for the glory and the praise of our wonderful Savior. I'll tell you, it's been a privilege to serve the Lord for these last 17 years of salvation and simply to pick up and to go as the Lord leads. I believe we're stationed and permanent now in this location that God has put us in, and I believe we'll be here till Jesus comes and takes us home, or until we meet the grave face to face. I'll tell you, I'm so glad that we finally seem to have found the place that God wants us to serve. I'm thankful that it's close to our hometown, but it's a joy to serve the Lord any place if it's his place of calling and blessing. By faith, Abraham went out, not knowing whither he went, because he believed in God. Let's read a little further down in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. It tells us, "For he looked..." Now let's look at verse 9. "By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Isn't that wonderful? He believed God. God said, "Get up and go," and Abraham went, didn't even hardly know God in any way, but he believed in God, and he left by faith. And then he believed God would give him a city whose founder and builder and maker is God, and he believed God. Not seeing, but believing, yet believing. How wonderful that is. And so we, by faith, we've never seen Jesus Christ literally. Those that say, "Oh, I saw him on the bed the other night," I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I believe the days of the apostles are over. I believe we're in the age of grace. I believe that we're in the age of trusting nothing save the word of God, the finished and complete canon of Scripture. And we don't need visions. We have the Savior who gives us all vision according to the word of God. I believe that we need to stick with the Word of God. Some are coming up with new ideas and new revelations, and this is where the cult groups come from. They don't take God by faith. They don't believe just the Word. They want some supernatural beyond message, and I believe the answer is in the Word of God. Anything that goes contrary to this blessed book that we're reading, the Old King James Version of the Bible for the English-speaking people, is contrary to God. We need to stick to the old ways, to the old book, and let God be true and every man a liar. Do you love the book? Do you love the Bible? Are you more concerned about visions and this speaking in tongues movement and other things that are going on which are not scriptural? You say, Brother Harvey, you ought not to say that. Well, I said it because of one reason, because I've been in that movement and I've found that the way to truth is Jesus Christ. The answer to it all is the Word of God. We don't need further revelations. We have the Revelator. We have our Savior, the revelation of Jesus Christ in the last book of the Bible. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit living and abiding in our hearts. I've had many come up to me and say, have you got it yet? Have you got it yet? No, I have Him. I don't need it. I have Him. They're speaking about the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, he that hath not the Spirit of God is none of his. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not saved. God's Word says that. I have the Holy Spirit. I've been redeemed. I was saved 17 wonderful years ago when Jesus washed my sin away, made me clean, and by faith, like Abraham, went out not knowing whither he went. I, by faith, responded and received God's love gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the only thing I could trust was the Word of God. I didn't trust a vision. I didn't trust some thing that was extra above the Bible. I just trusted the Bible. I trusted the Word of the living God, and it saved my soul, and it'll be enough and sufficient to carry me into the portals of glory where I forever will be with the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and bought me and purchased me with his own precious blood as I put my faith in him that day when I was 16 years old as a young lad and in need of a Savior, in need of someone to love my soul. I, by faith, leaped out on the arms of faith into the arms of the Savior and was redeemed by his blood. Have you done that yet? Have you ever received Christ? Are you like Abraham? Have you believed God? Have you just believed the book? Are you looking for some extra thing, or are you just wanting to trust Jesus for your salvation? If you'll trust anything other than Jesus or extra, him plus something else, you're trusting the wrong thing or the wrong person. Jesus is the only way of salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you know Jesus? If not, I trust you'll receive him at this very time, this very moment as you listen in, that you'll bow your head and receive and repent of sin. Trust the Lord Jesus, and then write us and tell us about your decision. Write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yetsville, New York, zip code 14068. Now, if you're writing for the literature or you're going to tell us about your salvation decision, write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yetsville, New York, zip code 14068. Now, this is Pastor Harvey saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible-preaching church. May the Lord bless you is our prayer.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry.